44 minutes after the hour, America, it's Hugh Hewitt, joined now by the Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus, who I will be seeing in Las Vegas and again in Florida as he's extraordinarily successful when you judge by the audience debate series continue. Reince Priebus, welcome back to the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Hey, thank you, Hugh. Happy to be back.
You know, if anyone had bet you, you could get 23 million people to watch a GOP Republican presidential debate. I don't think you would have taken that bet a year ago.
Well, probably not. I mean, it certainly changed the dynamic quite a bit in that it's obviously given us a little bit more leverage than we ever anticipated in making sure that these debates are a little bit, I think, better run. And I think they have been. Certainly the Fox Business debate was great, the CNN debate and the Fox News debate. Obviously, I had a little problem with CNBC and I think we've addressed it, and I think we've shown that we're willing to go to the mat on protecting our candidates and making sure that at least we do everything we can to try to prevent that from happening again. And as you know, that you know, when the curtain goes up and the lights go on, I can't stop people from turning into monsters, but I can try to do the best job we can of making sure that we don't put ourselves in the position of that happening.
And I don't think it's going to happen in Vegas. Yeah, you know, CNN is very professional, and I'm working with them, and I just think everyone has figured out people tune in to watch the candidates, not the moderators, and that's the important thing. Right, so I want to play for you the president today, a couple of cuts. Cut number 13, this is the president talking in Turkey earlier today.
What I'm not interested in doing is posing or pursuing some notion of American leadership or America winning or whatever other slogans are they come up with that has no relationship to what is actually going to work to protect the American people and to protect people in the region who are getting killed and to protect our allies and people like France.
Now, Reince Priebus, the president's supporters are saying he's being taken out of context, but he did say he has no interest in pursuing some notion of American leadership or America winning. And I, you know, those are his words. What in the world do you make of this?
You know, this is one of these moments where you don't quite understand how our own president can be so aloof to the change in global tone in the world today. And it's been somewhat unseemly for a party chairman to criticize a president at a time of global crisis, normally not a place I would go. But his leadership in this particular instance is so aloof to reality. And I'm not quite sure what his problem is with America winning and the idea and the notion of American leadership at a moment like this would be. And I'm not sure why he would say something like that, or if he has a problem with the notion of American leadership in the world. But certainly he's opened himself up to that question now. Whether he was off the cuff or not is not the point. I think when someone's off the cuff, they're even more honest than when they're reading off a note. And I think that's
He went on to blast Republicans for not wanting, you know, earlier in the show, Chris Christie said adamantly, no Syrian refugees. I asked him, even three-year-old orphans? He said, not even three-year-old orphans. We don't have a vetting process. The president went after Republicans today, writes, and here's what he said, cut number 15.
When I hear folks say that, well, maybe we should just admit the Christians, but not the Muslims. When I hear political leaders suggesting that there would be a religious test for which person who's fleeing from a war-torn country is admitted, when some of those folks themselves come from families who benefited from protection when they were fleeing political persecution, that's shameful. That's not American. That's not who we are. We don't have religious tests to our compassion. When Pope Francis came to visit the United States and gave a speech before Congress, he didn't just speak about Christians who were being persecuted. He didn't call on Catholic parishes just to admit those who were of the same religious faith. He said, protect people who were vulnerable.
So Reince Priebus, he also went on to say Republicans have gone to a dark place. They've fallen into a dark place when, in fact, they're worried about ISIS.
Well, there's no question. I mean, we're talking about the most extreme version of Islam that everyone that is analyzing this is concluding is a problem. This is not a Republican issue or a Democrat issue. This is a matter of a president that refuses to admit the most basic observation that people can see across the globe. You know, this is the same person, as you know, Hugh, that said that ISIS was contained, you know, a few days ago. Well, a passenger jet was just bombed out of the sky, and, you know, almost 130 people were just murdered in Paris. We have a socialist leader in France that is leading the world right now, which is great. I'm happy that they're doing that, but we have a president of the United States that is somehow clinging to a failed policy that even people like Dianne Feinstein and now other Democrats as well are saying this is the wrong path. And so this is about our country and about the safety of our people.
Here's Hillary Clinton talking on the debate on Saturday night. This was odd, Reince Priebus. Let me play you cut number 12.
Obviously, I believe that on a college campus there should be.
Would you suggest that kind of activism take place at other universities across the country?
Well, John, I come from the 60s, a long time ago. There was a lot of activism on campus, civil rights activism, anti-war activism, women's rights activism. And I do appreciate the way young people are standing up and speaking out.
30 seconds of the break, Reince. We'll come back after this. But are you a little bit surprised to see the Democratic likely nominee referencing that she's from the 60s?
Yeah, I don't think it's exactly a forward-looking commentary for where we're at. But, you know, speaking of her, I mean, I know we're focusing on Obama, and it's appropriate that we are. He's our president. But these are Hillary Clinton's strategies as well. I mean, this is her foreign policy that we found ourselves mired in, and she's going to have to answer for it. And obviously, she's going to have a lot to answer for.
I'll be right back with Reince Priebus, our short segment to wrap up this hour. Don't go anywhere, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt with RNC Chairman Reince Priebus. Follow him on Twitter, at Reince. Coming up next hour, Tom Cotton, among others, the Hillsdale Dialogue. Reince, earlier today, Huma Abedin's email surfaced from January 2013, in which she said about then-Secretary of State Clinton, quote, she is often confused. You know, who knows what she's talking about, but did you think the Secretary of State was, the former Secretary of State, was confused on Saturday night? Some of her answers were just all over the place.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, especially, I thought that this quick pivot to her donations from Wall Street being a result of 9/11 and her leadership of 9/11 was just very ill-advised and obviously a totally new low even for Hillary Clinton. But, you know, she's often confused. I mean, she's confused after Benghazi, apparently, is what she says. But the truth is that she will do and say anything. And if it means lying about something like a video to justify the attack in Benghazi, she'll do it. But, you know, you see the truth in people and how they act when you can look at their emails when they don't know somebody's watching. My mom used to tell me that character is how you act when nobody's watching. And that's what you see when people like that are exposed and these open records requests are coming to light. And by the way, this is just the beginning. There's going to be a lot more.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, Reince Priebus, you scheduled these debates and organized them for maximum audience, and it's worked. The Democrats have organized them for minimum audience. What's that tell you? We got a minute to the end. What's that tell you?
Well, you know what it is? It tells you exactly what they want. They don't. First of all, here's what it tells you, and this is just the facts. Hillary Clinton is the presumptive nominee. So Hillary Clinton is running the DNC. So the DNC is going to take their marching orders from the nominee, and the nominee wants low turnout on viewership. She does not want a lot of debates, and that's what you're going to get. Me, on the other hand, I'm sending an email to our chief of staff and our chief operating officer and reminding them we do not schedule debates on Saturday night. We schedule debates on, you know, a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, and we're not going to do it. So even if there is an entity out there that wants to do a debate on Saturday night, we're not going to do it. The reason is these people, like these big networks, they like Saturday night because they don't have a lot of programming on Saturday night. So if they can get 8 million people to watch something that wouldn't be otherwise watching a network, they won't schedule it on a Saturday night. But if you say, well, I want to have this on Thursday night, when I know that we can get 15 or 20 million people watching, oh, no, we can't do that because, you know, the episode of this is running. You know, we want to do it on a Sunday at 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, that's not going to fly.
Well said, Reince Priebus. Thanks for joining me. Follow him on Twitter, America, at Reince, R-E-I-N-C-E. He didn't even bring up the Packers. That was a blessing. He didn't bring up the Browns. That was a double blessing. Thank you, Reince. I'll be right back. America, stay tuned. All the latest news from Paris and around the world when we return to hour number 3 of today's Hugh Hewitt Show.